Now on to air control. Air control is what operating a duck call is all about. The first thing you need to learn and keep in mind is where the air is coming from. To correctly blow a call, the air needs to come from the diaphragm. You need to blow hot air from your stomach on up, just like you are fogging up a window. Sometimes you can think of it like you're coughing, just like that. The second thing you need to learn is to blow continuous air and shut the air off with your tongue. If you learn those two things, your learning curve will be as short as possible and your success will soon follow. Now the basic quack is where we will begin. Once you learn to quack correctly, everything else will fall into place. If you learn one step at a time and master that step before moving on to another, you will catch on a lot quicker. So keep on practicing each step one at a time, and before you know it, you will sound like a pro. Now there are several words you can say into a call that will make a quack, and you just need to use the one that works best for your mouth. All mouths weren't born the same, so every person will need to find the one that fits him. Remember, this isn't rocket science, and not every duck or duck caller is going to sound the same. The words you can choose from to make a quack are hut, quit, dwit, or huit. Now this is very important, so pay close attention to what I'm about to say. Before you blow your call, you need to hear what it's supposed to sound like by blowing in the opposite end of the call. Listen now as I blow a few times so you can hear exactly what it's supposed to sound like. Notice there was a slight grunt in the beginning of the note, then it cleared on out and I shut it off with my tongue. If you'll notice, every word you say ends with a T, which will shut it off. Once you can do this, then turn the call over, and this is what it should sound like. If it doesn't, then turn the call back over and replicate that sound until you get it right. Now you can get too much grunt, or not enough, and it won't sound right. But when you get it right, it will all fall into place. Just practice making the right sounds through the end of the call, then turn it over and make it quack. Now I'm going to do this several times. I'll do it, then you do it. Once you get the quack down, you need to do a series of quacks, all sounding the same, starting with 3 and then moving on up to as many as 15 or so. What you're doing is teaching your throat and tongue what it's supposed to be doing, and eventually it will be natural.